for all those things that my hand made. And all those things have been, saith the Lord. Even, but to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit and trembleth at my word. For by fire and by his sword will the Lord plead with all flesh. And the slain of the Lord shall be many. To those of you that think that Jesus is a sweet little lamb, and he is, that's going to come into your life softly, and he does. But for the majority of people that don't understand the power of the kingdom of heaven and the glory of the appearing, to have Christ in you, the hope of glory, he is the ultimate divine disruptor. When Jesus came into my life, he exploded my former life. He took what was highly esteemed amongst men, became an abomination because of my sins and ignorance. My reputation, my standing with friends and family, and clients, everything got upended in my life. When Jesus Christ calls you, he will disrupt, turn upside down, shatter, crush, and disrupt everything in your life to come out from amongst them. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will save you. I'll clean you, because he's trying and will, one way or the other. He's long suffering all of us, not wishing any should suffer, but all should come to repentance. Now you, at the hearing of my voice, this will make sense why you are forsaking and have been forsook for a greater weight of glory. See, the one thing that wickedness and demonic in a sinful lifestyle doesn't understand, doing better isn't the way in, it's the way to hell. You have to die to self and then let his magnificent perfectness, or his consuming fire, perfect himself in you into those seven levels of your soul, of your spirit, man. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand, is an understatement. It's the easiest thing, and then you start to understand as you go in through the washing of the water of word, and literally, that old identity is murdered. You have to die to him, put him down. Look, here's what the Bible says about a prophet of God, because judgment begins at the house of God. It doesn't end there. If the righteous scarcely be saved, how much more are the ungodly and the sinner? You have to understand the presence of God is holy. That's what he says, be ye holy. So you don't double down in a godless lifestyle, folks. Rebellion is a sin under witchcraft. So the occult, the satanic, the demonic, it's all rooted and grounded in myth, lies, and sin. The kingdom of heaven will make you whole as he's stripping you down to nothing and supernaturally building you up into the kingdom of God. See, once you see Jesus in his miracle powerful ways, you'll leave all And that's what his disciples did. He performed miracles for them. Even doing the thing they loved the most. You'd tell them to do something and they did it because I prefer obedience over sacrifice. Not yet even being saved or having the Holy Ghost done. Just at his word. See, that's the power of prayer in your life. In all things whatsoever you ask, in prayer, believing that you shall receive. Why is prayer so powerful? Because that will turn the tide. And then, just as you think that word's not being performed, in other words, you can't be double-minded, and that's why you go through such wild Holy Ghost Spirit ups and downs in your emotions. Wanting to be good, desiring the right thing, a communion and fellowship, and get forsaken as you forsook them for a greater way to glory, in hopes they will come, take up their cross and follow you, and have the divine communion, divine miracles, divine fellowship. So the divine disruptor, the King of all kings, that says to you, because he chose you out of the furnace of affliction so you may know the good. It's not the lonely path. It's the fulfilling path. And when you have that knowing, you stay clear-eyed focus or single-eyed focus on he that is leading you and guiding you, or the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. So when he'd do these miracles, he would multiply that miracle catch, fishes and loaves, whatever it is. And said, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for the drought. They said they've been doing it all day. He said, nevertheless, Peter said at that word, we let down the nets and they enclosed a great multitude of fishes and their nets broke. Then Jesus looked them after that miraculous. Said, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. So when you come into somebody's life, in that newness of truth, you become a divine disruptor in their status quo. And that's how you get rejected for the word, hated for the word, slandered for the word. That's just getting your sword sharpened for the living word of the kingdom of heaven. He that sows the good seed is the Son of Man. So the sower sows the word of God, baptized in the Holy Ghost and fire. And then you start to take down through the pulling down of strongholds. The lie. The facade, the myth. Family first will only come when you put Christ first in your heart as you die to your old self. Then they have a chance. And if you forsake them, in this present time, you shall receive a hundredfold. And in the world come everlasting life. So in that journey in Jesus, you step forth. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. He's going to use every odd, strange thing. As the word was coming alive in me this morning, and it's been a glorious morning, all of a sudden the wind started to pick up. The trees started to sway. The creatures started to sing. And a big whoosh of the wind came and snapped this mega dead branch off a tree out here right before I came into this broadcast. You have nothing to fear cutting off the old dead works. Death and life in the power of the tongue. The old dead life. The old dead that doesn't profit you anything. godliness is profitable unto all things. The flesh profits you nothing. When you learn to exercise your spirit man, your spiritual muscle, your soul comes alive. He's the repairer of the breach. He's the restorer of paths to dwell in. And when he explodes into your life and you think you're shattered, he's just clearing out the weight and the sin that does so easily beset you. And he's filling that place back up with comfort, truth, joy, love. And when you're grieving out the rejection, the death, the impossibilities, your prayers start to come alive. Miracles, signs, and wonders following those that believe. Miraculous healings in your body, in your emotions. From all that fret, fear, satanic pressure that they're leveling on you, the lies, your own ignorance. You start to walk out this life with fear and trembling before the Lord with that broken and contrite spirit, because right for honors, humility, not pride. Pride goes right before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. The Lord opened the eyes of Balaam. He saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way and his sword drawn in his hand. I'll make my angels, ministering spirits, my ministers, flames of fire. And he bowed down his head and fell flat on his face. And the angel of the Lord said unto him, wherefore hast thou smitten thy ass these three times? His own donkey talked to him. He saw the kingdom of heaven. He saw the angel of the Lord. Behold, I went out to withstand thee, because thy way is perverse before me. So right when you think it seemingly is destructive, it seemingly is the end, a brand new beginning awaits you, because the kingdom of heaven that's alive, that rules over the kingdom of man, the kingdom of heaven, the Lord is doing everything he can right now in somebody's life to stop you from going down the path that leads unto destruction, and many be that go thereat, to put you on the straight and narrow which leads unto life, and few there be that find it. So if you take that living seed, which is the Creator's presence, the blood of Christ, a crucifixion, burial, and resurrection, behold, I'm alive forevermore, and speak him, keep him close in your heart. Testify of that kingdom and take that disruption, that crisis, that disease, the relationships were broken, and turn around and mend the breach through the living word of God. The righteous shall shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father, Jesus said. Who has ears to hear, let him hear. Again, the kingdom. Heaven is like unto a treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hides. And for the joy thereof, the joy of the Lord your strength, for the joy thereof goeth he and sells all that he has and buys that field. The kingdom of God, the prosperity of his light and love and presence. That's what saved and redeemed and seated in heavenly places about. All these years of trials and tribulations in my life, looking back at every time my life was shattered, my seeds were trashed, my testimony was rejected. It was all to keep me on the glorious path that grows more and more perfect under that perfect day. As the steps, as you go into him, he manifests his way to you. But he that receives that seed into the good ground, he that hears the word and understands that, it takes you a long time to understand that. You got to be simple-minded, innocent enough to cleanse your heart to take it. Which also bears fruit and brings forth. Some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sows good seed in his field. Let the kingdom of heaven, let the living presence of Jesus Christ disrupt, shake up, pull down, and recreate paradise in your life. As the war in your members, you're not wrestling against flesh and blood. Have the boldness and the strength and the courage. The Bible is the Bible of godliness, manliness, courage, fearlessness, and strength. And his tender mercies of love, the divine disruptor, wants to recreate something so amazing in your life and others. To an overflowing in your storehouses and in your life. For the promises of God. Sure and amen. That's what's happened to me over 25 years of being drafted backwards into his glory to be anointed as his man of God. I've never looked back. And guess what? After forsaking them all, one by one, they're all coming back. They're all disarmed because I told them the truth. And then I went and lived it. So they had a place to come back to after they become barren or morally bankrupt or lost it all because they won't listen. Got to lose it all to find them. Unless you forsake them all. But when you do, you have the sure promises in Jesus Christ forever. Trust him with all your might. Cleave to him with all your heart. Testify him with all your soul. And let the divine disruptor transform you into his everlasting kingdom. Andrew Lacombe, Divine Disruptor. Double Eagles Broadcast Network.